We're in Simon Tafan Gimel. We're in Sif Hey. We're in Shaburus of Cotton Mem Beis. Bachazeris. So we're using lettuce. Now, lettuce really isn't so bitter. You could think of things which are more bitter, but lettuce has an element of different than other ones. Shuzecha the Shibur, Mitzrayim, Shoyit Chilosa Rakla Besef Kosher. It started out as soft and became hard. It starts out being sweet and ends up being bitter. So that's unique amongst the plants in that respect. That's why it's the right one. Because according to the filo who beyerker ksas yosem b'shar morer, even if it's going to be more expensive, it's still worth it for a person to get the chazeres over the other options. Again, kosu. That they did point out, Shomin Chazerus, Tanu Salat, and Shemotzi Moid, Bimea Pesa, to Loim Ketanim, Shedim, and Likarm, and Chalushe Ha'ayan. There are insects which are hard to notice. Okay. Mishen Lo Anoshim, Yechadim Bala Yira, Sheev, the Kukiroi. If you do not have people available who can check it properly, Tabias Likath, Tapo Shakarn Ukrain, Avshu Shlishi, even though it's number 3 on the list, if he has Seder according to the list, Shem Shinuyim, Kichadil Likosh Bala, Mishum Kiyam, I say, Abonat. There's no heter to be urban, it's the rice or Yisurim the rice of eating bugs because you want to do the mitzvah of morer in a better fashion. Okay, so we said there's the order we have this. There's 5 items, and the chazeres is the first, and after that you should go down the list. Yachzach Rishon Rishon Mishu Chalisinus. So he should go down the list. Well, let's say a person who's weak. So for him, it's not so easy to eat some of the options. So get mutal likach me'ezer min she'erev olav orev olav b'yos. He can take whatever's easier. You know, if he finds the most pleasant to eat, the easiest for his body to handle. Kamechal gzais ma'at ma'at v'leish yurachilas pras. You don't have to go wolf it down in one shot. Such a person can take his time. As long as he asks the Achilles Pras, she would get the Yotze Bezet. That's sufficient to be Yotze. To come on and see him and tell him, hey, Sivov. Even Gam Zay Yef Shaloy Ben Pnei Bri Usoy. Even that's too hard for him to get if his eyes are Achilles Pras. So if it's a question of we're concerned with that Bri Usoy, it might damage his health. If it's just difficult, so difficult, you know, a lot of things in mitzvahs are difficult. We push ourselves to do difficult things. But if it's a question of potentially affecting his health, so that we do not force him to do that. Kaponim yechol ma'at, ayilus b'fiv l'zecher tamiris, ach lo yivorach alzeh. In a situation, he shouldn't make a bracha. I remember one year when I was my Crohn's disease was flaring up very much, the doctor put me on a no fresh fruits or vegetables. So I really felt, you know, I could eat more, but the person that I asked, he said, you know, should he eat it cooked? So you can't make a bracha if it's cooked. So you'll have this halacha, it might affect your health. Okay, probably in retrospect, you know, the knowledge which is available now, that probably would not have been such an issue. And based on the prevailing knowledge in the 1970s, that was considered something which is potentially dangerous for Crohn's disease. Mm-hmm. You know, they could irritate and make you sick, so that you weren't mechayev help. Echad me'el yirokus, if he doesn't have any one of these types, which lemmer chamish and yisrael, he doesn't have any of the 5 mentioned above, so then you got lana, so you should take lana, that it's not one of the 5 mini mortar. That's ayin b'erlochus, so what exactly... So what does he mean? So does he mean to take it as a zecher, and you don't you have none of the 5 available? He raises the question that lana in general is not really edible. So what exactly are we telling us to take lana? He suggests at the end, as we look at the Bir Locha, the base mayor Kosov. It's about 2/3 of the way down. Actually, the gamma riff. The image ishmitu. Even the riff and those who didn't bring down the talacha, who Rabbi Nachman and Rabbi Kiyam b'simanim elohetiv. There are possibly other simanim which define what's called more. Okay, nehi the kasha l'borachal smach simanim elu. You can't make a bracha just based on the simanim, not knowing real masero. Mokim main loy hey minim. Doesn't have any of the five minim. Vali after achar called min mar. Yerukas, it's a bitter one. It's a yeruk. Sheshu simin sraf. It has like a sap to a sharp sap. And it has there's a whiteness to it. It has to be something which is edible. So those are the criteria that you need to define what's considered morah. So he says, even if I wouldn't allow you to make a bracha based on that, which is just we did already.
When did you?
I said we did already. It was important.
Before 7:30, you did. Still before 7:30.
It was a change.
So then he says, but at least to eat it for sure. You should eat it. You make a bracha. You should at least eat it. Then he says,
shouldn't make a bracha also. That's
in case you don't have the 5 minute. And now he says, Hesi Roy Lachilo. See, the Prima Gunner actually raises the question, could be you don't need Roy Lachilo? He says, but the other Rishonim seem to say, yes, that you do need Roy Lachilo. The Gemara says, it has to be something which is right to be bought with Kesef Meiser. Obviously, that's only things which are Roy Lachilo. So there definitely is a criteria of being Roy Lachilo. Okay. Oh, Shai Yorik.
That's not Roy.
Okay, so what is that? So this is the Mem Vav. So you don't have the 5 minutes. You should take any Yorik Mar. Haino Oysim Sheshlem Simonim Miskaram B'Shas and Yomar. Has the Simonim, which the Mar mentions in regards to Mar. So what is that? Shira Lechilo. Sheesh B'lo Yisraf. It has your lechil. A. B. It has a besrav, which means perish kishachotun or so yotze mimokim chiduch moyal loben kechol. It has a sap which comes out when you cut it. Upara machsifin. What does it mean, upara machsifin? Tanasha ola shalo eno yorak moed kebali abitsolim ushari yorakus. The leaves have a whiteness to them. They're not green. Elnutik sasalo loben. It's more inclined towards the whites. So that's where this halacha took us. Is that these are the simanim you would eat it, but you would not make a bracha. If you don't even have these simanim, so you would definitely eat it without a bracha. And that's like we had before. At least it's like some zecher for the mitzvah more. Okay, the chereshes should be av yaseh umeir of yomtiv. You should do it before yomtiv. If you forgot, a person can do it on yomtiv. So the spices that you have to grind, so the person should do with a shinui. So since he should have done it before Yom Tov, he was aware of the fact that he needed to do it before Yom Tov. Then when he does it on Yom Tov, he has to do with a shinui. If a person was not aware of b'chlal, all of a sudden it just popped up on Yom Tov that there's an issue, they thought they had taken care of it, etc. So then, really, that's more of a discussion. Whether you need that situation, we'll see when we get to Hilchos Yom Tov. It could be in that case you do not need a shinui, because these are the type of things, spices, which are much more flavorful if you do them on the spot. Whereas, I bet you put a little bit of vinegar, shayim, which means wine vinegar, ayin odem or red wine. Okay, the racha chosay to soften the more, to make it dippable. If it's such a word. Also, if you use Echel Adam, when you add the red, that's Echel Adam. In the case we came out of Mech Shabbos, now you have a problem of Losh. You're mixing in this semi-solid Chereshes, you're mixing it with wine, that's Losh. Chal B'Shabbos, Eitan Boya Mashke, Mech Shabbos. She put it in before Shabbos. Im Shachach, Ayin Leil, B'Sim Shin Chaval, Sif Yudvav, Shibur Hashem, Sif Katan Samaches. Case where a person did not do it before Shabbos, so what etzah do you have to do on Shabbos? So this is like this. There are two steps in the process of making a mixture, a batter, whatever it is, on Shabbos, melacha v'lash. The first step is when you actually put both ingredients in the same bowl. You add both ingredients in the bowl. That's melacha in the morning. That according to one time, that's melacha. You haven't done any act of stirring or any act of trying to make them combine. Just putting them together in the bowl and by themselves they combine a little bit. That's melacha v'lash. Second opinion of the Gemara is that no, it's not considered melacha. You actually actively stir it. The Gemara says, "Nobody's put down an halacha. It's machlokes how we paskim. Rav shittas hold that the ikur and din of losh is the actual stirring, and some say that it already starts at the time of the act of combining. Losh is one of the malachas that says our matter ayale shinu." Which is some halachas that she doesn't make it to the bottom, but doesn't make it mutter over here because our matay is shinu. So if I do a shinu as I'm doing the malach of losh, as I'm stirring it, I do it with a shinu. So I use my finger instead of a utensil, or I shake the bowl as opposed to stirring it with the utensil, or I do my stirring at a crisscross motion as opposed to a circular motion. I go like this, like this. Like this, so eventually everything gets mixed together. But that's a valid shinui, and it's mutter. That's mutter, even though the mixture is a thick mixture. But the midraisa, the malach of losh is only if it's thick. The thin mixture is not, which is pourable. A mixture which is pourable is not deraisa. It's called for the malach is blila raka is not deraisa. Blila ova, a thick mixture is deraisa. This shinui is significant enough that it'll work even for a blila ova. However, the shinui, but there's also an issue of the combining. So how do you combine? You add the two items together in the bowl. So the merciful, the shinui for that is you change the order. But the shinui, that only works for blila raka. That's not such a significant shinui. It doesn't work for blila ova. So if your haroisis is a thin haroisis, so I have a way for you to do it on Shabbos. You can change the order. That's in most people, if you want to mix, add wine into your haroisis, you put the haroses in the container, you pour the wine into the haroses. So no problem, switch it around. Put the wine in first and pour the haroses into the wine. That only works for blila raka. The stirring process even works for blila ova. So let's say you had added the wine before Shabbos, so you can stir it on Shabbos even with a shinui, and that'll be fine. If you want to add it on Shabbos, it's the only way that's going to be mutter if it's a blila raka. Okay. Ketabuchim mem tes.
What would only be a turn Shabbos with a blila raka to do with the stirring?
Because there's another problem. The problem is combining the two ingredients in the bowl. Adding the two ingredients into the bowl, the only solution is changing the order. Changing the order is not significant enough of a change that'll be matter. That act of adding them together in the bowl on Shabbos. If it's a blila raka, that's mutter. So if I have very thin haroses, and I put the wine and then pour the haroses in, that's mutter. Right? But I have thick haroses, so I, even if I change the order, it's still going to be awesome. That itself is already awesome before you get the stirring. That's the problem. So Kleisel is compared to Tapuchim, Memtes, Kagoyim, Tapuchim, Al Shem HaKosel, Tachas HaTapuch, Arvartichu, Misham, Chen Shar Peres, Kulam, Ksubim, Shir HaShirim, all of the other ones mentioned over here, Tainim, Begoyzim, Yomarim, Shkedim, are mentioned in Shir HaShirim, Shkedim, that's the first four, Tainim, Begoyzim, Tapuchim, Tainim, Begoyzim, Yomarim, and Shkedim, and I mentioned in Shir HaShirim, but the Kleisel is compared to Shkedim, Al Shem HaShokah, Kesh Boruch, Al Kate, Lassosit, compared to Shkedim. But not so much of the Kli says compared to the Kosh Baruch Hu is focusing on bringing the cates. You put in types of spices which look like straw, like stubble, so you don't grind them too well. They're like long pieces, long sticks of cinnamon, that makes it look like tem. Vav. Okay, so...
straw like tem?
Yeah. Notel yodav l'tzar tibul rishon. Person washes his hands for the first dipping. Until you do not make a bracha on that natila. Karpas, you dip it in, eat less of the kazayas, and you make the repri adama and you eat it. They know mevorach achar, you do not say bracha achrona. Fine, that's the step of karpas. Then v'ikach matzah v'msoyus. You take the middle matzah, you break it in half each time. You give it to one of the people there to hide it away for afikamen, or to maintain, and not hide it in the sense of stealing it. It just means to keep it, that it shouldn't be eaten now, and this way you'll remember to use it for the afikamen. And as soon as saw tachas at the mapo, the minute was a little bit of the mapo, should be shomer. And there, he put things away. The other half you put between the two whole matzahs. Maybe a korah sheish for matzahs. We yirma holach ma'anya and manishtana. You pick up the korah and you say holach ma'anya until you finish that paragraph until manishtana. We yirma b'loshes shemavidim hanoshim aktanim. You have to say in a language that the women and the children understand. I first time at least you don't say the words in that language. At least you explain to them what you're doing. Can also the reimilundari call a god of Balosh and Laz, Kreshivino Hanoshim Matanim. He actually said the god in Yiddish.
Who's reimilundari?
I have no idea.
Let's look in the Bible.
Yeah. Well, as it's Tarbal Asir Melashukhan, when you get to Manishana, you remove the Ka'ora from the table. From their place, you put it at the end of the table, which is to sort of send a message, if they've eaten already. This is tomorrow, the children to ask questions. Okay. Explains. Something which is dipped in liquid. The Chazal Mechayev you to wash your hands. So this is one of the reasons, the questions they raise on the food. So let's say a food which a derech has eaten by hand, even if I eat it with a fork, I have to wash. A food which a derech has eaten with a fork, and I eat it with a fork, and I don't touch the food, so they're back there in Hilchos Netzil Sadayim, or Hilchos better, in Hilchos Darshan Tzibul Ramash, which is Hilchos Netzil Sadayim. So over there, he actually raises a question, well, you have to wash in that case. So you're not going to touch the food. The derech is to eat it with the derech is to you eat it with a fork. Mm-hmm. So if the derech is to eat it with your hand, even though I use a fork, right? Even though I use a fork, but baladai, there's a lot of people usually use their hands, so you have to wash. Over here, the derech is to use a fork. And I'm using a fork. So why should I have to wash? So over there, the Mishmur actually brings it, that the way Mishmur reads over there is that actually the Ikra din, you don't have to wash. But it's a machlok, it's better than you should. That's how he reads over there. It's not an issue. That... Rosh Hashanah is Haggadah, says you should use your hand.
For what?
Dipping the karpas. It is to wash your hands, but if you're not going to...
You'd actually dip
if you use a fork. So you use a fork for celery, which you eat by hand, so you're bubble diet. If you're using potatoes for your karpas, so potatoes usually eat with a fork. And so you're eating with a fork, and everybody eats with a fork, so... So that is how you should use your hands to dip it. That's what Rosh Hashanah says. Nun Beis, Vayvorach, Kosha Posak Machab Lebasim Kufan Ches, Yptalad, Vansham Shabura, Dasak Robin Yinze. You do not make a bracha of Al Nisil Sadayim. Take a look at the grover there, that the grover says that you do make a bracha. Okay? Now, the grower over there is explicit though that halacha that you make a bracha is only if you eat a kazayas. Mm-hmm. And since over here by carpet's going to eat less than a kazayas, so he would agree over here you don't make a bracha. Now the grower himself actually says you're supposed to eat a kazayas by carpets. So the grower himself, who has you eating a kazayas by carpas, so it makes a lot of sense. So he says, his opinion is, our opinion is, even if you eat a kazayas, you don't make a bracha al tzedayim for dipped in water. But the grower holds that you do make a bracha al tzedayim when you eat a kazayas, if you eat something dipped in liquid, but it's only if you eat a kazayas. And over here, the grower says you should eat a kazayas, and you do make a bracha. Okay, so that's what he sends it to the Dasa Grover. Pause on Kazayas, Nun Gim. So why do we? Why is the carpus less than a Kazayas?
Because it's not wanting to have to make very cautious after it.
Correct.
Bari Prihadama in the Mara.
Why is this? The fish of Kazayas, yes, Safik Rebrocha Achorana, and Mivorach Oiso Imlav. When you eat a Kazayas, you have a Safik and Rebrocha Achorana. Okay? So every Yosef Shaykh, Pachton Kazayas, Shalay Bai Chiyav Kalal Chuliyam. So let's not get involved in the machlokes. So what's the machlokes? So the machlokes is, like we were talking yesterday, if you consider morer a part of the meal, so let's change the scenario. Before, I'm about to eat supper, you know, it's a few minutes, I said, you know what, let's have some salad before I eat supper. So a person makes a bracha rishon on the salad, brei pi adama. And then it's time for supper. He says he's going to wash. So he says, no problem. Benching covers salads. No, that's not correct. In that situation, you make a bracha on the salad and then wash and then bench. Wash, eat, and bench. And because that bracha rishona had nothing to do with the meal. So that e-achila had nothing to do with the meal. It's totally independent of achila. So it has its own bracha rishona and its own achila bracha achorana. Let's say I have an apple before the meal. I'm planning to have an apple during the meal also. So you mentioned this idea yesterday, or 2 days ago. So an apple during the meal needs a reprieves. So the apple reprieves that I make before the meal is actually facilitating the eating of the apple during the meal. Now the apple during the meal definitely goes into benching. So we say once that's true, the apple during the meal goes into benching. Therefore the apple before the meal also goes into benching. So now let's apply it to morer. So if you learn morer is considered part of the meal, it needs no bracha rishon. It's part of the meal. So, the achil of the carpus is no shaychus in the meal, so it requires a bracha rishona and a bracha achorana. Okay? If you learn that mora is not part of the meal, different than normally when you have your rokas, but since it's been eaten, that's for its own mitzvah, before you start the meal, it's a separate entity, so it requires a bracha rishona. So then the brei pi adama that you're saying for the carpus covers the mora. That also means that the benching that you say on the mora covers the carpus. So they don't need a bracha achorana. Right, making sense?
So, say the last
one. In other words, the idea is, if I say bracha rishona before the meal on a food, why should benching cover it? Well, if the food that I eat before the meal, the bracha that I eat before the meal, helps during the meal also, because I eat another of that same thing during the meal, and that requires a bracha during the meal. So I have an apple before the meal, an apple during the meal. So I prepare eights before the meal, and then I prepare eights. I don't say two brei eitzes, I say one. The brei eitzes before the meal covers the apple during the meal also.
As if you had dust.
If you're planning to. Right. Now, when I bench, the benching, even though an apple needs a bracha rishona during the meal, it doesn't need a bracha achorana. So the benching covers that apple. Once it covers that apple, it covers this apple also. It's like, can we look at it as one achila?
And interested up to there, then you made a point about the karpas.
So now, I get the karpas. So does mora need a bracha rishona? That's really the question. So it's more a part of the meal. Well, I eat salad with them, I don't make a bracha rishona. It's part of the meal. I wash and I eat salad. Even though I'm not eating the salad with bread, but it's part of the meal. It's included in the hametz. But that's only true because it's coming to be part of the meal. Mora is coming to be as a mitzvah, which is done before you start the meal. You have the mitzvah of mora. So maybe it's not included in the hametz, so it needs a brei pi adama. So that's the machlokes rishona. Well, if it doesn't need a brei pi adama, it's part of the meal. So it means the carpet is no shaychus. I don't need a brei pidam by the carpet to cover the mor. Mor doesn't need a brei pidam. So this carpet is a separate, totally separate achila, which requires a bracha rishana and a bracha achrona. And then I get to the meal. I eat mor as part of my meal. If the old mor needs a bracha rishana, so the brei pidam of the carpet covers the mor. So then the benching, which covers the mor, covers the carpet also. So I don't need a bracha achrona. So that's my shaila. So if I eat a kazayas, I'm in a quandary. What should I do? If maybe benching doesn't cover it, so I have a chiyah bracha achrona. If I say bracha achrona, then for sure this brei pidam doesn't cover the mor. So Zaytis don't need a kazayas. So you won't need a bracha achrona. Now I do want to point out. So now the gra holds you eat a kazayas, and the gra holds you make a alatzis adayim when you wash. Now, like the we pass, you don't make alatzis adayim when you wash for dips fruits or vegetables. But the gra holds you do. But even the gra agrees if you eat less than a kazayas, then you don't. So if a guy by mistake said alatzis adayim, alatzis adayim. So if you eat less than kazayas, you for sure bracha. It's a bracha lavatol. If you eat a kazayas, according to the girl, wasn't the bracha lavatol. So make more sense in that situation to eat a kazayas in that situation.